Tomorrow morning at the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, Pope Benedict XVI will celebrate Mass to open the 12th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops. For 3 weeks, pastors, theologians, religious, and laity will meet and discuss the role of the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. Father Stephen Pisano of the Pontifical Biblical Institute spoke about the Synod's theme with Susie Hodges.
The Word of God, of course, is the basis of our faith, and the Bible is the best way, one of the best ways of nourishing that faith. And I think that he intends to have all of the faithful become enthusiastic about reading the Bible.
What do you believe are going to be some of the, shall we say, the main findings that are likely to come out of this synod?
Well, of course, that's very difficult to say for a number of reasons. The group comes from all around the world, and the situations are different in different places. I suspect that one of the findings will be something that is actually already known, that Catholics tend not to read the Bible that much. I think that one of the areas that needs to be encouraged is a greater emphasis on preaching the Bible, homiletics, using the Bible in the liturgy, Lectio Divina, people using the Bible to pray and to meditate.
As early as the Second Vatican Council, the then Father Joseph Ratzinger, you know, said that, talking about the Bible, that it was clear that God didn't just dictate these words, but the words of the scripture bear the impression of a history guided by God and a history that directly involves the Church. Do you think this view of the Pope is what he will be trying to get across at the Synod?
We'll have to wait to hear what he has to say. But I think that we see a great deal of the Holy Father's thinking in his book, Jesus of Nazareth, in which he gives his interpretation, his presentation of Jesus as seen in the Gospels.